Hi, my name's Mark Potter. I'm the Mindfulness Coordinator for Intermountain Healthcare's Employee Assistance Program. If you've already heard this introduction, please feel free to skip ahead to the guided meditation. Lately, many of our caregivers have expressed anxiety and concern over world events involving war, violence, and displacement. We see images in the media filled with overwhelming suffering. Sometimes we feel powerless to have a positive effect in the face of such suffering. This brief guided meditation is designed to help us be present with suffering without being quite so overwhelmed. In the first section, we pay attention to the breath for just a minute or two to help ground and stabilize us here in the present. The only thing to remember is it's perfectly normal for your mind to wander and not a cause for concern. We pay attention to the breath as best we're able, knowing all the while that our mind will wander. In the next section, we will practice being compassionate toward ourselves and others when it's easy in this controlled environment, so that we are more able to do it when it's challenging. We can strengthen our ability to be compassionate toward ourselves and others with this type of meditation. In the last section, we remind ourselves that in this particular moment, we really are okay. We don't know if we'll be okay in a day or week or next week. However, in this very moment, we have a pulse, we have some kind of shelter, and we've probably eaten today. So beginning by finding a comfortable position in which you can sit for a few minutes, closing the eyes if that feels okay, and allowing awareness to rest on the physical sensations of breathing, wherever you most easily feel your breath. That might be air coming in and out at the tip of the nose, the rise and fall or expanding and contracting of the chest, or the rise and fall of the abdomen. Wherever it's easiest, just noting those in and out sensations. You may even wish to count a set of 10 breaths, each exhalation being a count. When you get lost at any point, simply beginning again with another set. We can always begin again in meditation. Now, picturing someone who is suffering in the conflict you're concerned about. Imagining a specific person, and they could be on any side of the conflict. Everyone suffers in war. Reflecting that however you may feel about this person, just like yourself, they are an object of affection and concern for someone. They're a parent or a spouse or a dear friend to someone. Just like you, they seek love and happiness. Picturing someone specific. Then thinking, just as I do not wish to suffer but aspire to happiness, so he or she aspires to happiness and wishes to overcome suffering. Allowing this to sink into your heart. As you imagine this person faced with suffering, allowing your heart to feel tenderness and concern for this person, and if possible, allowing your heart to even feel the urge to reach out and help. With these sentiments, silently repeating, may you be free from suffering. May you be free from fear and anger. May you know happiness and peace. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from fear and anger. May you know happiness and peace. and now imagining that were already true, that this person was free from suffering, was happy and peaceful, noticing what that feels like inside, noticing any warm glow this brings to your heart. And now bringing to mind an image of yourself, thinking of a time when you experienced great difficulty and suffered a lot. Perhaps you were ill or injured in some way. Perhaps it's right now. Noticing how you feel when you think of such an experience. Noticing what it feels like inside. And then with feelings of tenderness, warmth, and caring toward yourself, silently repeating these phrases. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear and anger. May I know happiness and peace. And imagining that were already true, that you were free from suffering. Free from fear and anger, happy and at peace, creating a sense of joy and gratitude at your good fortune. As we close, reminding yourself that at this very moment, you are okay. You have a pulse, you're alive. At this moment, you really are okay. You've eaten something today, you have shelter, even if it's only temporary. Right now, you are okay. And repeating this, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. And then rejoicing in that thought. I'm okay. Coming back to the breath for just a moment. Then taking a couple of deeper than usual breaths. And when you're ready, opening your eyes. Thanks for joining me. Take care.